Welcome to the Real Estate Professionals Podcast for those realtors who want to sell more homes faster at maximum profit. Gain the soft and hard skills you need to be successful in the high-paced world of real estate. Now let's welcome our host, architect and interior designer, your architectural real estate advisor, Emma or Emma McKay.
Hello again and welcome. I'm your host, Emma or Emma McKay, architect and interior designer known as the Dream Home Manifester and the Realtor's Architectural Advisor. I created this podcast to bring topics to help your business. And today we're going to be talking about insurance claims and how they can affect your investors and your homeowners. But first, I want to tell you a little bit about what I'm doing. And it's about your new listing. So when you get one, congratulations. But then you have to go to the homeowners and have them get the home ready for the market. And sometimes that's not so easy to do, is it? You've got to have them declutter and usually remove a lot of their belongings. And no matter how nicely you say it, they still could get offended. Well, I want you to preserve the great relationship you have with your client. So let me be the bad guy, and I can tell them what they have to do. You can use my service, Stage to Sell. And what it involves in is just using their belongings, repositioning them so it looks like a model home. So you'll have great marketing photographs and great open houses. It's a quick and economical way to help you make that sale. To get more information, go to my website, stressfreeremodeling.com. Click on the Realtors tab and you can find the information there. Or just give me a call, 775-527-7590. Our talk today is the good and bad about insurance claims and how to protect yourself when you have a loss. We think of home insurance is meant to protect us and should something go amiss. Countless times, the insurance companies lowball their estimates for payment and numerous policyholders get underpaid. In many instances, having a public adjuster step in to negotiate with the insurance company to get what is due can be very beneficial. Our guest today, Andy Gerzak, is an expert private adjuster and will share with us how an adjuster can win for you. Andy is in the Chicago and Indiana area. I think he's spreading out his areas now. And he's the founder of All City Adjusting, a licensed public adjusting firm. And he has been doing this for over 10 years. In this episode, you'll get to learn more about who benefits by using a public adjuster. Welcome, Andy.
Emma, thank you so much for having me.
Yes, yes.
It's a pleasure to be on your show. So.
Yes, yes, that's great. Yeah, it's so timely, you know, for talking about this. I know you've just been in Florida with that big disaster. And, you know, for us regular people, not knowing the ropes like you do can be so frustrating. And we can really lose a lot. So I'm really excited for you to be here and share with all your wisdom and experience for us so we can be protected.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. There's a lot that we see that most people, that majority of homeowners and insurance don't see. So,
yeah. So first, in case people don't know, I wasn't familiar with what a public adjuster was. So just describe what you actually do.
Yeah, a public adjuster is a licensed adjuster in the state that they're working in. So you'll the public adjuster, wherever state they're in, they have a license, they hold a license. So for example, we hold license and I think 15 or 16 states as of today, and keep growing that area, the range that we cover. And a public adjuster is legally able to represent you against your insurance and settle the claim, whether negotiate for the policy, everything in order to get you a fair settlement. And a lot of people think, well, you know, why would I need a public adjuster if it's my insurance company? Well, you have to look at it as the insurance company has their own adjuster, their own contractors, their own agents, everyone that's getting paid by the insurance company to minimize the claim payment. Whereas we are hired to maximize and make sure you get paid fairly and quickly.
Oh, that's good, because I know things can take forever. And we've heard many stories about all the natural disasters that are having fire and flood and the hurricanes and everything. And people are just kind of out. And it doesn't seem like the insurance companies are really there to support them. So it's great to have somebody like you to really help them work through that process and get what they need to reestablish their lives. Yeah. So this is kind of an interesting niche, Andy. How did you come about in this industry?
You know, I was kind of fortunate. I wasn't already in construction and had my own construction company and doing fire restoration. Met a PA that was actually in the business for 40 years, and he was kind of on his way out. So he kind of mentored me for my first 3 years and taught me everything he learned in 40 years and that he learned from all the other PAs that taught in the business. So kind of, at the right time, at the right place.
Oh, that's great. That's great to have a mentor. We all need that to have our time of learning and making mistakes condensed and just get on with things. Yeah. So that's
still make mistakes, but definitely less than I probably would have made.
Right. That's great. So with the kind of work do you do, tell us the kind of claims. Do you do all kinds of disaster, or how does that work?
Good question. No. So our company specializes in large loss. So hurricane, fire claims, water, commercial roofing. That's kind of our specialty. That's kind of what we started with 10 years ago. And that's kind of what we focus on, those large claims. We have a staff that we bring into each claim. So we're able to do mostly larger claims. The smaller claims are harder because we have a large staff. And the fee we have to charge would be more than I would probably want to. To benefit our clients.
Okay. So the kind of work that you would do, it's for larger properties that were damaged. Is that correct to say?
Yeah. Even residential fires, if water breaks and, on the third floor and floods. We just had a claim that just before we got on, a lady called from San Jose, a pipe burst on the third floor, flooded the whole house. She's been at it for September of last year with Liberty Mutual. Yes. Yep. And for a year, they've been telling her to get estimates from contractors. She just got the fifth estimate. And they said they still don't like that one.
Wow. That's tough. That's tough.
A large loss for us is usually 50,000 and up is usually large loss. And then we don't really do any residential roofing. We kind of we'll give a referral or someone if it's a residential roof claim.
Mm-hmm. Well, $50,000 doesn't sound like a whole lot. I mean, when you think about the kind of damage that a hurricane or flood could do to a home, I think a lot of people then can certainly use your services. Wow. Yeah.
Correct. And $50,000 is usually when I say $50,000 up, it's when we get that initial call or saying, we inspected and people think it's 50, or they let us know they think it's around 50 or up. And we inspect it. Those claims are usually 100 to 150.
Oh, that's
people underestimate how much damage they have.
Yeah, that's not a good thing. So if something happens to your property, what should somebody do? When's the best time to call an adjuster?
Yeah, so if you have a real estate, if you're a landlord, even if you're a homeowner, you should have a public adjuster, at your fingertips, at your speed dial. You should call that PA, because if you get that PA out there right away, he can tell you and look at your policy, look at the damage and see, should you file that claim? Maybe you had $10,000 deductible, but only have $5,000 of damage. So maybe it's not beneficial to file that claim, right? Or maybe this claim it's not covered under your policy. So a PA will do all that for free before signing. So for our clients, we'll actually look at their losses, make sure that we're filing a legit claim and that we have a case to present to the insurance to get our clients paid.
Oh, wow. That's really important. I mean, I can think of the insurance policies that we get with pages and pages of text on it. And, who really reads them? And it's always that little fine print. It's like our car coverage, right? It's always that thing that goes wrong that's not covered. But yes, for somebody like you to review the policy, to really understand it and to evaluate whether it's worth doing a claim or not. That's valuable in itself.
And knowing the policy, it's not even just knowing the policy. It's knowing when you're calling, we call the claims in for our clients. So when we're calling the claims into the insurance company, there's a way you present the claim and you explain everything. Now, when homeowners do it and then they say the wrong stuff, or an insured or investor calls the claimant and they say, we have mold, we had flood, those are terms we never use. And then we get calls months later saying our claim was denied, or we only got this much because we only had a limit. Well, they put in the wrong limit. You just said the wrong thing. So sometimes it's just saying the wrong stuff. That a good PA will know how to present the loss, not only from day one, from calling the loss to the finish, to actually negotiating and settling.
Oh, well, that's amazing that you could actually say the wrong thing, even though you're trying to describe what the situation is. So
you're just trying to do what you think is right. And yeah, what people think is right is actually getting our most clients hurt and not paid.
So the one thing is, don't call the insurance company yourself and don't describe what happened. Is there anything else that somebody shouldn't do?
So that's if you're going to hire a PA. If you're going to call a PA, we would advise you call a PA first. When you have a claim and you have a PA that you have on your team, just like you have attorneys or you have and a good accountant, good contractors. If you're going to call the claim yourself and you feel you're up to it, you know, good luck. I know what people are up against, especially these days, because it gets worse. If you're going to file a claim yourself, you want to mitigate the damage. Meaning if you have a fire, you want to board up the windows. If you have wind damage to your shingles or any kind of other damage, you want to tarp the roof and protect it from further damage. So you want to mitigate. Then you want to get a copy of your policy. Most people don't understand. They don't even have copies of their policies. Wow. They get a declaration page, but no one actually sees their full policy. And when they ask for it, when they have a claim and they ask for it, majority of our clients can't even get their own policy. Wow. Like, it takes months for us to get policies. So there's something said to that. And once you get a copy of your policy, you mitigate it. You want to go in and actually document the loss. Take as many photos, take as many videos as you can, and don't throw anything away. Don't touch anything. And then wait till you can get with your adjuster to actually inspect everything. A lot of the times what happens when people want to mitigate, the insurance company say, well, okay, just throw everything out or take pictures and throw everything out. You know, people do that all the time after hurricanes, after large fires. And then we come in, we're like, well, where's all your contents? Oh, well, they told us to throw it out. Do you have photos? Well, I have some photos of the house, you know, when we lived there. You know, you're talking $200,000, $300,000 of contents that most people have in their house that don't even know it.
Wow.
So.
Wow. Is that ever important? Holy cow. I've heard that it's good to take pictures of your existing house. So if something does happen, right, you have what was there. So this is like a whole nother level of, number one, get your insurance policy. And that's probably important to keep in a safe place. And, you know, like with, I know we're in a fire zone, so we have a file that we can grab and take with us, you know, one of those kind of important places. And then take pictures, document things. So that's really interesting. You know, that's a really important point. You said, if you have a disaster, take photos and don't throw anything out. Don't listen to the insurance company.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that could be a double-edged sword, right? They could say, well, you could mitigate, and then they come in a month later and they see mold. Ah, well, they can say, we're not paying for this because you didn't mitigate. Well, there's a story to that. Well, the water damaged it, whether I removed it or not, it was damaged by water. It had to be removed. But that's the thing with insurance companies, right? They say you have duties after loss to mitigate. Mm-hmm. But if you mitigate and you throw everything out, then you're technically, then they come in, nothing's there. There's nothing to look at. Yeah. You've gotten rid of all the evidence. But if you don't, well, then now you could be in trouble. So that's why a PA will know exactly how to present it and kind of handle that scenario. Cause they'll literally deny claims for any good reason.
Yeah. So if that happens, then who would actually come to the property first? Would it be the insurance or would it be somebody like you to evaluate everything?
Now, when our clients call and there's any possibility of a claim, they notify us, we'll inspect it, and then we'll figure if we should file a claim. If we file it, we'll file it for them. Then we meet with the insurance, we speak with the insurance, we kind of handle everything from A to Z.
Okay, so you would know whether to mitigate something or not.
Yes, exactly. And then we advise the client, you know, you mitigate it just this much or do this. you know, board up the windows. Yes, we put them in the right. Yeah. We put them in the right position. Correct.
Yeah. So you have the right steps to do.
Correct. Because we know every policy has a section called duties after a loss. So that's something that we always make sure that we read on each policy, because we want to make sure that each insured actually acts on all of those duties so they can't deny your policy. They can't deny coverage.
Yeah. Yeah. So this sounds like a pretty important person to have on your team, like you say. And we may have talked about this before, but how can it benefit a homeowner or property owner or business owner having someone like you, you know, be part of their team?
Yeah. So not only do you save, you know, the time and that it goes handling a claim, and the knowledge that you need to have, the frustration, but the best part is the settlements that we reach with our clients are not only, you know, 3, 4 times, 5 times larger than they received or they would have gone without us, but they're quicker. Mm-hmm. They get those payments quicker and they really get a max settlement. So even with our fee, whatever fee we would charge on that claim, they get so much more that it pays our fee and leaves them in, you know, a much better situation they would have been without a PA.
Oh, well, that's good to know. I guess everyone would be curious about what your fee would be. Is there kind of a percentage of how you work?
There is. Yeah, we do a contingent. Most PAs, for example, our company has implemented in whatever state we work in, we do a 10% flat fee for our clients. Mm-hmm. For our larger clients that are maybe investors, landlords, and they have larger claims, we'll scale down our fee once a claim goes to a certain amount. The only scenario a claim would be more if an insured, for example, would receive a $100,000 settlement and maybe there's only 20, 30 more thousand we can help them with. We'd maybe charge a higher fee, like 20, 25 on the new money we would recover for them. So we wouldn't be charging on anything they already got, just helping them with recovering more.
Oh, well, that's great. I like the fact that
you have nothing to lose, because if you already got in a settlement, if the PA charged you 50, it's extra that you didn't have before.
Right.
So.
Right. Well, that's good news. So let's use an example of a real life situation. Now, you were just down in Florida with a lot of damage going on. Kind of walk us through how that's going to come out. How's that going to work?
Right now, I mean, they're saying, so Sanibel, that whole island, Captiva, they're not even letting people. I think the 21st is when they're going to let homeowners on. So no one's even seen the damage. We were able to get there by boat. They're just going to be opening up the bridge to residents. So insurance adjusters aren't going to be there for another month. So you're talking 2 months. Mm. So the mold damage, they're going to walk into homes and just see mold everywhere. What does that mean? Well, this is all mold. Mold's not covered. So the coverages and then the fight, whether is it flood or was it hurricane damage? So you're just going to have a lot of battles. And if you don't have a PA and you're going to try to navigate this yourself, it's going to be, it's going to be a rough situation.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. I mean, if you lost most of your home or just lost it, I mean, just the devastation, the emotion in that, you really want somebody to help you. And I would think that this situation would be similar in a fire zone.
We do a lot of fires in California with wildfires. Yeah. In the Midwest, you know, home fires happen all the time, especially in the winter months. So like I said, we do a lot of fire hurricane and those fire claims. And there's a difference between, again, fire that happens in a home just from like something burns and starts a fire in a home, and then a wildfire. Told two different kind of losses and two different ways to handle those losses and interpret policy.
Yeah, well, that's really important to know. As you say, let your adjuster do that for you so you don't make any mistakes in your claim, so you get all that you can. That's great.
Correct.
Well, Andy, this has been amazing to learn these little innuendos that normally we wouldn't know about. One is call your adjuster to make sure that you're processing or making the claim properly so you don't lose out anything. I think that's the big takeaway here. So this was really, really important. So thank you for being with us here.
I appreciate it. No, I love sharing our knowledge. I love helping people. Love to help everyone. but you know, that's impossible. So
yes. Well, most everybody that you can. So, and yeah. You said you're offering people to get in touch with you if they have any questions or have a claim they need to file. So how can they get in touch with you?
Easiest way is just for your listeners, I'm going to give them my cell phone. They can reach me at my personal cell phone, which is 708-655-4186, 708-655-4186. That's my direct line. While I'm available, while I'm growing, I still handle a lot of calls. So save that number. You never know when you'll need a PA or even a question. We're more than happy to help.
Oh, that's great. That's very generous. Thank you. And we'll have that in the show notes so no one has to memorize it right now if you didn't get a chance.
Okay, good. I say it very slow. I'm leaving a voicemail, just FYI.
Right. Okay, well, thank you for being with us. And this was a great conversation. Really important information for everyone to know. Thank you, Andy.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah.
You've been listening to the Real Estate Professionals Podcast. Incorporating these fresh insights into your skills will skyrocket your business to the next level. Please be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss a single episode. And while you're at it, leave a rating and a review. Don't forget to join the Facebook group, Real Estate Professionals Network, where realtors go to connect, increase their selling skills, marketing skills, gain visibility, and keep up with the real estate market and building trends. Also, connect with other reliable realtors in various geographical locations so you know your clients are always taken care of, even when they move away. All the best to your successful selling.